will be part of Valentine's Day for people across the United States. Did you get any roses already, or have you given any roses? Tell you what, the price goes up because it is V-Day. And so if you're running around at the last second, one, you might not be able to get them, and two, it's going to cost you maybe twice, sometimes three times more. They will jack that price up. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show, coast to coast and everywhere in between. I hope you and yours do have a happy Valentine's Day. And if you don't have a Valentine, go to one of those bars and have some of those free Valentine samplers. You know, they have that. They have it all over the place. Singles. The singles deal. But speaking of the singles deal, the military, can they go it alone? Can they do the job in Egypt? That's the question. They've ripped up the Constitution. They're booting out the bankers, the Bank of Egypt. The bank, in fact, or banks will be closed until Wednesday. What does it all mean? Of course, we're going to try to tackle that big, cumbersome question. Speaking of big, the budget is ginormous, and that's a word. You can look it up. The president, on this day of love, will hand his budget to the folks on the Hill. It will include a $1.1 trillion cut over the course, however, of 10 years. Speaker of the House John Boehner had some thoughts about the budget. Take a listen.
While we believed we met our commitment that we made in the Pledge to America, I said, there's no limit. We're broke. What's really dangerous is if we continue to do nothing and allow the status quo to stay in place. Locking in that level of spending is way too much.
Yeah, I agree. The whole spending thing, it's what you got to think about this. People worry about Social Security. You know, you get that little thing in the mail, it's green and white, and then it has the list. It's very depressing, I think, in a way. It lists all the jobs you've ever had and how much you've given to Social Security. Well, is Social Security done in 2042? Is it done in 2024? You know, transpose the numbers. Who knows? It's not looking good. There was a suggestion by the previous administration that maybe we should just give people their money, and then they can invest it. They can do what they want with it, and this way, and then we just stop it. And this way, they're guaranteed to get the money, and they could make it grow or spend it or do whatever they need to do. Certainly it would have stimulated the economy, right? But instead, it's Social Security, after all the years of paying in, probably isn't going to be there. And you look at the future, and the spending, I mean, it sounds like a little cliche, but what are you handing down to the next generations? What is it going to look like? Pretty gloomy. It's pretty gloomy. So it has to stop. Somewhere you have to end the cycle, and it's going to be painful because people are going to have to realize that things are going to be cut that they don't want to see go. But you cannot continue to do what we're doing. It's ridiculous. $1.1 trillion trying to cut that. But over the course of 10 years, that's the thing, over the course of 10 years. There's going to be a lot of tug of war over this budget. And I think that you may be surprised by some of the things that come out of it. We'll see if there's cooperation. I think there'll be more cooperation than you think because of the preliminary meetings. But that remains to be seen. There isn't a budget. There has to be a budget, so bring it on, right? Moving from the budget and all that entails to Egypt, just watching the pictures of Egypt. A lot of people are talking about, well, why do we care? I have heard this question at least, no joke, probably a dozen times. Why do we care? Well, for selfish reasons, you have to care about the economic factors of what happens in the Middle East and how that could affect you in the United States. We talked about the Suez Canal before and what happens if that whole thing were to be shut down. now, because Mubarak is out, what does that mean? Well, it means we don't know, that there's a question that hangs in the balance over Cairo and that whole country. Since you have massive unemployment, 52% of the people are unemployed and they're under 25, the military takes over, they've booted the bankers, and they're changing the constitution because the military dissolved parliament. But in dissolving parliament, who takes over? Everybody keeps screaming about, I've heard this in a couple of different places, oh, democracy, isn't this great? And now they're going to have a shot at this democracy. Who says it's going to be the American version of democracy? Who says that that's what's going to happen here? There's no way to know that for sure. And the Muslim Brotherhood, if you go back and you look at, not all, but if you go back and you look at what initially the leaders of the Muslim Brotherhood stand for, and you listen to Robert Mueller, who is the FBI director, a guy who's been the director of the FBI through two different administrations, a Republican one and a Democratic one, who backs away from what's being said about the Muslim Brotherhood because he knows it's about Sharia law and he knows they're violent. He's saying, whoa, the stuff that's being served up, that they're just not that bad, isn't right. So what if that happens? What if that's what Egypt turns to? Certainly there's a chance of that. They have to restore the economy. That has to be the top priority. And if it's not, there's a chance that it's anybody's guess as to who gets in. There are opposition, what do you want to call opposition leaders, who want to see more details of what the military is trying to do. But the government ministers are saying that the military high command continues to report as to what's going on, only not to Mubarak. So Sunday was actually the first work day since Mubarak was booted. For the first time since this all started back at the end of January, traffic is actually really flowing around the square where all the protests were. And there are others who say they're going to continue to protest until Egypt is under civilian rule. Yeah, so the economic problems, that's what really fueled the whole revolt in the first place, the massive unemployment, the economic woes, the shutdown of the economy, all the tourism dollars that have gone out because tourists scattered. I mean, will tourists go back? There's your question. Would you go back and, or would you go to Egypt to visit? Would you, after what just happened, would you feel comfortable in the country? Now, at this point, if you wanted to go and visit, or would you say, yeah, you know, there's still some unrest, and who knows, people are disgruntled, and, you know, the bank, they're having problems with the bank, they booted the idiots that were ripping them off, and they've got problems with possible strikes, and nothing is really settled in this region, and, you know, spin the wheel of fortune as to see what's going to happen here. Hang with us.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10. Or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
So, I said we would do some political Valentine's, since it is Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. How about this? Nancy Pelosi, former Speaker of the House, love me not. I don't care because that's not what I'm about. I don't think Nancy Pelosi does care what people think deep down. So that's a very appropriate Valentine for Nancy Pelosi to send to anybody. She might care about this. Did you know, and it's been reported, I don't know that this is necessarily a surprise, but Japan's gross domestic product fell less than they thought in the fourth quarter because there's been a pullback that could be a little bit temporary since overseas demand would revive production after they fell behind China as the world's second largest economy. Let me ask you this, everybody listening to me, raise your hand if you know who has the largest economy in the world. So here's the thing. It's the U.S. People forget that. Because we're all griping about where we're at. But still, the U.S. has the biggest economy. China is right there, though. China is breathing down everyone's neck. And you look at especially what they do with the finagling with the yuan, and there is no doubt that China just keeps on, pushing it, pumping it. They want it badly, and that's why they keep moving up. They keep moving up in where they are. China's $5.88 trillion GDP actually passed Japan's $5.47 trillion in 2010. Yeah, how about that? Machinery orders, for one, rose for the first time in 4 months in December. So they're starting to show, when they say that, that means that companies are spending, it's that capital spending, while the production increases, and that's what they want. That's what they want to see. Uh-huh. But how it all shakes out on the world stage, yeah, that's why there's been the call for, the scary call, I think, for some global, wasn't it China that came up with the idea? They were in cahoots, I'm sure, with a few other countries. But let's come up with a world currency. Can you imagine if we had a world currency? We're all in the same, we're all using the same money. What would you prefer that be? We don't want to gauge it by the dollar anymore. What should we use? I said this, you could have like these credit cards that tell you how much money you have and everything else about you, which would be so scary to me. So, Japan shrinks, to China. They take a back seat. But they're going to run that race. They're going to keep running that race, and China is the one to watch for. I said this honestly. Better learn some Chinese, everybody, because we might be wanting to know some Chinese eventually. I'm just saying, a hint as to what direction we're headed in. Ever see any movies when they're dubbed into Chinese? I have no idea. I have no clue. I know a little Japanese. Chinese, nah, I gotta say I'm pretty lame in the Chinese department. I don't know. Does that worry anybody? Does it worry anyone that Japan's GDP is shrinking? And we see that China is number two? Just saying. 800-259-5791, by the way, if you want to chime in on anything, including Egypt and how you think it all shakes up for Egypt. Do you think it becomes Muslim, brotherhood controlled, or is there some form of a democracy, and what kind of a democracy would that be? Or ultimately, is there more unrest? Pick whichever one you think. I think there's a good chance that you could see, you're not going to see a democracy like you see in the United States. I think there's a good chance that the Muslim Brotherhood gets in here, depending on what happens in those September elections. If they get to those September elections is the other big question. I want to lighten the load here for a second, because we do the cheap movie reviews on Thursday, and we got to give you the payoff as to what movie did, how the movies did that we kind of reviewed for you. Adam Sandler had a new movie that came out with Jennifer Aniston. I said that was your, chick flick, and it was called Just Go With It. And Just Go With It was a Sony Pictures starring those two. And they had a big Saturday night. Because, see, it makes sense, Valentine's Day. These people that in the movie business, they're not all stupid. And the complete take was, over the weekend, $31.2 million. And that could probably hold for Monday, maybe in the following weekend. But check this out. Justin Bieber. You know who Justin Bieber is? This kid singer extraordinaire, making I don't know how many millions. Justin Bieber, Never Say Never 3D, was in just over 3,000 theaters. And it's weekend haul, the weekend haul for this kid, $30.2 million. He's like the male Miley Cyrus. He's got the Midas touch for the boy side of the music industry. Incredible, because this was his movie I think just him on tour singing, and the whole behind a little bit behind the scenes, I believe, and all that stuff. And then they had sneak peeks, and people went crazy. The lines were long, and a couple of others that we previewed: Eagle, $8.5 million, and that could go up. And then, of course, the movies that have been out, like The King's Speech, that's almost at $100 million. And that movie got a big boost because of the Academy Award, I think. And then No Strings Attached, which is another romantic comedy, they're up to over $60 million. And that's an Ashton Kutcher movie. And Natalie Portman is in that movie as well. So there you go. That's what's paying off at the box office. I just have a feeling that some of those that I mentioned I will not be going to see on the big screen. No offense to Justin Bieber, but I don't think so, unless my young niece begged me to take her to it, but she has other people that would probably take her. So I have a feeling that that's not going to happen. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, we have some more Valentines for you, political Valentines, plus a dungeon moment. Yeah, every once in a while I break out the dungeon. Seems like I'm on pace for once a week, but I hadn't done it for so long. But we got a dungeon moment for you, so we're going to pull the dungeon out, believe it or not. And it's a familiar name to you that I'm going to put in the dungeon, and you probably would agree with me. If you were thinking Lady Gaga because she showed up at the Grammys in an egg womb, very tempting, but the answer is no, that's not who it's going to be. Not Lady Gaga, somebody else. And it's not going to be the thugs who stole the treasures at the museum in Egypt, including the King Tut statue. Oh, how do you steal? If you're an Egyptian, how do you rip off your country of these sacred treasures? I mean, that's what it is. It is a treasure. It's part of the history. I mean, history that goes back thousands, 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 thousands of years. I just don't see how you do that. Where are you fencing this stuff? Are you putting it on eBay? Where do you sell this stuff so that you can make some money on it? Who's going to buy that from you? That's sort of the first thing I thought was that. Who's going to buy this stuff? I can't imagine. Even the greatest art collectors in the world. I don't think so. All right, I haven't given out the number very much. Sorry about that. Let me throw it out. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Meet you on the flip side.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Tonight, happy Valentine's Day. 14 million roses, don't lie. Somebody's getting flowers. Did you get flowers? I already got my flowers. Roses, dozen roses, very nice. Pre-getting jacked up 2 and 3 times. And some people will be getting candy. The candy numbers are pretty high, too. But really, the flowers, this is the busiest time for florists, you know, even Easter, Mother's Day, all that stuff, which you think Mother's Day would be pretty high, and it is. However, the highest day is Valentine's Day. But you know, here's the thing, not to be cynical. Is Valentine's Day a forced, if you love someone, you gotta tell them? Don't you hate that? Don't you hate the must days? Wouldn't it be better to have surprise days? Hey, I love you, babe. Here's this. Let me buy you some beer. Let me take you out for dinner. I did this for you, or whatever. I don't know. It just is so manufactured. It's like Christmas. Christmas is so manufactured now. It's here's a bunch of stuff, and here's what you got me, and here's what I got you. Not, like I said, not to be cynical, but that's, to me, that's what it feels like. It feels like it's like a forced deal. So maybe it's good. Maybe it's good that some people, it becomes an earlier celebration or whatever, but 14 million at least, I guess, would be guaranteed it. So if you're with somebody who doesn't really get the whole deal, the manufactured days are there for you. Maybe that's what I'm trying to say. If you need the manufactured days, you got them. You got the crutch. That's what it is. I feel like I need to throw somebody in the dungeon. And the reason I want to do this is because for everybody who's ever gotten pizza, you know, when you're just, you're hanging out with some people, whether you're in college, you're out of college, whatever. Whether you've had too many and then you're starving. I always think that the poor pizza delivery guy, is this the guy who is taking the risk these days. You hear about the guy in Philadelphia that was shot, and there have been other pizza men who have had guns put in their face and people steal the pizza. And this is just terrible what happened in New Orleans. Did you hear this? That there was a guy who was blinded by bleach that was thrown in his eyes last week. All the guy was doing, the pizza delivery man, is his job in the afternoon, 2:30 in the afternoon. It's Domino's pizza guy, just pulling up to a house, going to the front door, knocking on the front door. There's some guy that comes up, said he lived there, and decides to splash a cup of bleach into his eyes, blinding him, and then he steals the pizza. You know, how brutal is that? So here's the best part. The detectives, it didn't take them long to start asking questions and bust up the neighborhood, and then they figured out who it was. And the guy who they nailed, or they're going to nail for this bleach in the face thing, is someone named Terrence Baby T. Alexis. Does that give you a clue? Baby T. He's 19 years old, probably loafing around, because what is he doing? He's 4 feet 11 inches tall, 309 pounds, and he basically was cornered and then confessed that he was going to fling this bleach in the delivery man's face to steal the pizza, and that he had an accomplice with him. I mean, just brutal. Brutal. Baby T, you need to go to prison now. So can we open the dungeon and throw this idiot in there?
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, they're ruining it for everybody who gets pizza. By the way, it's supposedly just temporary blindness, they hope, and the guy should be okay. But it's, man, that's just awful. Matt, I don't know about you. I'm sure you've ordered plenty of pizzas in your day. I think it's just terrible that these delivery guys who are making nothing go out there and they're running around delivering these pizzas, and then they have guns in their faces. They get accosted. It's awful. I would not want that job. That's like, if I had a list of jobs, I would rather eat glass than deliver pizzas. It's too risky.
Yeah, not a job I'd want to do. And it reminds me of, I can't remember when it was, but I think it was about maybe 10, 15 years ago when, I think it was like Domino's or something. They were getting robbed at gunpoint, and there was like a rash of all these robberies, and some of them died. I think it was like 15 years ago. I don't know, but it just pops in my head. But it's definitely a dangerous job with little reward, I guess.
Yeah, I think there's little reward because you're not making that much money. It's not like you have some great salary. And, okay, so I'm making some good money to do this. Shame on the people who do that. That's just wrong. So I would put that on my list. I would not want to deliver pizzas. I always think about this, too, with people who work in convenience stores overnight. And somebody comes in and robs them. Somebody comes in and scares them to death. Somebody comes in and shoots them to get $20 in a register because they don't have much money in the register, or just to rip off a bunch of Cheetos and things from the place. That'd be another tough one, I think, to do, even with the cameras. And so great, they can catch the person afterwards, but too late when you're dead. The convenience store thing would be tough, I think, in the overnight hours, and maybe even in broad daylight. And this pizza delivery, like I said, happened in the afternoon. Let's go to David in Texas. Hey, David.
Wow, okay. You forgot the taxi cab driver.
Oh, yeah. I think that's a rough gig, too.
You know, I've done every last one of the ones that you did name, though.
Oh.
I have done it.
Well, let me ask you this. The pizza, you never had anything bad with the pizza thing?
Actually, it was my own fault. I went to the wrong house. I was a street off, and I had a shotgun and a handgun pulled on me at the same house.
Wow.
Because there was a rash of robberies around there, and I went to the wrong house, and I had one pulled on me. And needless to say, I was surprised I did not have to go back to the store via my house to change my shorts.
Wow, that's scary. That's scary stuff. And you've done the taxi thing, too. What was that like?
The only thing I've had happen there is I've had people, I get them to their destination and they run out of there.
Great.
I have had good friends that were in the cab business up where I worked around. I've had one person that I know personally that was shot.
Did they survive?
No, he didn't.
Oh, that's sad. Yeah, that's terrible.
And it was all over $50.
Ugh, that's just wrong.
I know. I try to, even today, I mean, I've done the overnight store thing. I have been robbed at, when I was a store clerk overnight. But I think they caught the guy because I was paying attention around the store. I kept my eyes open.
Yeah.
But I didn't get shot. I just gave him, like, $20-something.
Mm.
And what's funny, Kate, is if the guy was smart enough, he would have cased the store first. He could have had over $500 in his pocket. But he didn't pay. He didn't case the store very well because there was a routine that I did every night, and I didn't do it always at the same time, but I did the same routine. And you know how everybody's wanting to know, you go into these night places and they're always asking for fives and ones and change.
Yeah.
I had enough change, but I would always drop my 10s and 20s, and I would have, I wouldn't drop a lot of my 5s and 1s. I'd pull a lot of them down and just leave them down there at the bottom of the safe behind the register, of course. And I'd just leave them there, so when I needed them, I'd just pull them out and hand them to, give a change out.
Yeah.
If he was smart, if this guy were smart whenever he was casing my store, he would have made off with about $500.
Yeah, but he didn't pay attention. He was just hit and run.
Right, and I've had, I am not afraid, and Jack can tell you because we're both former Army. I'm not afraid to carry a lot of cash on me, no matter what kind of business I'm in. Although I don't, because it's like you say, we don't make that much money doing what we do.
Right.
Business I'm in now, I don't make that much money.
Right. But you're not afraid. But you're not afraid of what's out there.
No, I'm not. You know, we actually had, when I was working, had a guy,
we're losing you there. All right, David, thank you. Be careful out there. Thanks for sharing those stories. Terrible for the people who are taxi drivers and pizza delivery men and working in those stores. I feel terrible for you. It's just awful. That's why we had our dungeon open, right?
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all natural, all organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-308. 928-0408. That's getthetea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendovite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with Extendovite.
Given a few, Harry Reid should be a little bit worried about his seat in 2012. He did win this last time around. However, he got a few scares, if you remember. Sharon Engel came out of nowhere and challenged Harry Reid. So the concern is next time around in lobbying, you know, it's kind of for the next showdown. What's going to happen? He's going to be fighting again for his political life, but what else is new? He's been around for a long time, Harry Reid. So he's made this comeback, and he's the majority leader. And I'm just thinking he probably has a Valentine to try to defuse all the attention off of his back. He doesn't want it. He doesn't need any more stare downs or challengers after Sharon Engel. So his Valentine would read, "My state is a mess, drowning in debt, yet I'm more focused on why John Boehner wept." Keep it on somebody else. Because he just wants to hang. He doesn't want a lot of problems. He's just looking for the soft spots. Let's go to Nick in Michigan. Hey, Nick.
Yeah, I've called and made this comment before, but I want to repeat myself. It's about the budget process. And it goes back to when I was in high school, and we used to hear about the Soviet Union and having their you know, 56th year of bad wheat and potato harvest. And that whole systemic problem was eventually brought down in the Soviet Union because of a consumer world economy and communication. But it was a systemic problem that eventually crashed. And modern welfare states, which is Europe and in the United States, their systemic problem is you can't pay for entitlements. And when you listen to, for instance, in your last comment about John Boehner, we have no dynamic leadership to lead us out of this. The mechanism is headed towards crash. And that's the way the problem will be solved. It's not going to be solved politically. It's going to crash because of the money, which is going to run out at some level. And then there'll be gnashing of teeth and so forth, and then a realignment.
You know, interesting, like I was talking about earlier about Social Security, boom, you know that's crashing. So in saying that or in saying that our dollar crashes or the spending, and you can't get out of the deficit, you have a point, touche. It is about the money. I mean, it's about the money, and it's about the, that's what we're talking about, Nick, thanks, and it's about the jobs. And so what happens when people can't find jobs, they don't have the money, and with the budget process, and what I was saying, how Obama's saying I'll cut $1.1 trillion out of the budget, but in 10 years, he's right. Once the money goes, you know, look at Egypt even. Different than America, not as big, but what are we seeing? Problems with unemployment. It's lower, I mean, with the youth, but 52% in Egypt and 25 and younger, and look at Jordan and look at some of this is the Middle East, but in the United States, look at the disenfranchised, look at the problems there. And as he's saying, just in general, once the money, it's not political, once the money runs out, poof. That's it. Or once the money crashes, once everything crashes, which, you know, sadly, it is like the wheels. It's not like it is that the wheels are definitely, we've got training wheels on now. So how far can we go with training wheels? Not very far. A couple of other quick notes here as we're going to bump our heads against the finish line for this hour anyway of America Tonight. Coming up this week, another text this. I hope you're up on your texting. Anymore, I don't care how old you are. I don't care if you're 28 or you're 58. You're probably at some point texting. I mean, certainly if you're in your 20s, you're texting. But people are getting in touch with people that way. And if you can't text and you don't know the lingo, then you're kind of out there alone. Because somebody texts you something and you have no clue what they're saying and you don't have really a dictionary, so you have to figure it out. And it's no fun when you have no clue where to go, right? You look at it and you're like, what? What does that mean? T-T-L what? I don't understand. What are you saying? So I think that's the next thing to come. I'm sure they have one online or somebody's going to come up with something, just really compile a whole bunch of texts and break it down as to what the acronyms are. The problem is sometimes people have their own. And if they have their own, it's like when you have a dog and everybody's telling the dog different commands, down, sit, whatever, come, stay. But there's no consistency. So if there's no consistency in the text that you're getting from someone, you're not going to really know their shorthand. And even though there's some obvious things, where are you, you know, R, K, okay, I got it. You know, there's some really simple, obvious ones. There are also things that people come up with where you have no clue. You're staring in the dark, especially if there's somebody who texts a lot. So anyway, text this coming up later this week on ATN, and we have a couple of other things too. You know you're an American if, and we'll see if you can answer the questions, and if you can, you'll win some prizes. How about that? Gas, have you filled up lately? What are you paying for gasoline around the country? Nick just called us in Michigan. You know, in the Midwest, it kind of varies. in Illinois, especially around Chicago, you're always paying top dollar. I've got friends and family that live there, and I'm always stunned that I shouldn't be stunned because I've seen how much more they're usually paying. In California, I'm going to California in a month. We're going to broadcast from Los Angeles, and I know that their gas is always very, very high no matter what. I think the threshold for most people is you hit the $4 mark, and that's when panic sets in the U.S. Other people listening to us in other parts of the world are laughing because you pay way more than that. But you hit that $3.50, $3.60, and that's when the panic starts to set in. And then people talk about changing some habits that they've had. And what happens is it goes back down, and then they forget that. It becomes irrelevant. They don't do it anyway. Well, I was going to get a fuel-efficient car, but then the gas went down. But when you have to drive any distance where it's 45 minutes each way or whatever it is, or it's a lot of traffic, boy, you can burn that gas up pretty easy. And there's a place where you can check what the prediction is. It's called GasBuddy.com if you go there. And you can also find out, you know, what the where the cheaper prices are. You can look and find out what gas station to go to. Don't you love that? Well, if you just go around the corner, it'll be a lot cheaper. Instead of pulling up to your normal Exxon or wherever it is that you end up going. You know, in talking about Illinois and talking about Chicago, in checking the gas prices, the gas prices in Chicago for a gallon of premium, almost $4. I mean, that's how bad it is. In some of your smaller towns, not quite as high as the city, but pretty high. So if you want to kind of scope around, Costco sometimes has cheaper prices, or some of the grocery stores sometimes hand out stuff, or I know if there's Tom Thumbs where you are, they do a gas deal and it's a lot cheaper. Sonics. Have any Sonics where you live? A lot of times you find that that's a couple of cents cheaper anyway. But, wow, $3.85 Chicago Northside at a BP. $3.85. It's getting close to that $4 mark. Look out. Start getting those bicycles ready. Start pedaling and getting in shape, America.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone is now dumber for having listened to it.